on America Tonight, the White House log showing that Tony Towns Whitley is a college classmate of Michelle Obama's, and she's also happens to be a senior executive at CGI Federal, which is of course the main contractor for healthcare.gov. So there's lots of questions about that, and I'm sure at the White House at the briefing there were a ton of hands that went up to ask about this, and this story is still developing, by the way, as we speak. Jeff Holtzman, this is a pretty big bombshell, I would say, because also this is a personal friend of Michelle Obama's for decades. They went to Princeton together. Now, she, of course, has that position at CGI, and the company itself donated a bunch of money to the Obamas during the campaign. So what do you make of this?
Well, it's just another example of crony capitalism, and there have been a lot of examples of that within this administration. Unfortunately, it permeates both parties. Both the Republicans and Democrats are guilty of crony capitalism to a certain degree, but this is a shining example. In CGI Federal, I mean, they've made a lot of money on this contract. The official that testified before the House last week said the contract is valued at $270 million. It's likely more than that. That's a good chunk of change. So not worried about any of those executives this holiday season, but the focus of today's White House briefing, Kate, was really about whether or not the president misled the public when he said multiple times over the last several years, if you like the insurance you have, you can keep it, period. Remember, he said that back during the campaign. He said that the campaign for health and care reform, I should say, he said that during 2010 after the law was passed. He said that even as recently as March of this year. And, of course, a lot of people now are finding out that their policies on the individual market are either changing or being canceled. CBS News reported that 2 million people so far received notices that their policies are being canceled. So the question is, did the president mislead the public? Now, the White House spokesman Jay Carney said today that no, he did not. The president was speaking about roughly 5% of the country, about 15 million people who have insurance purchased on the individual market. And Carney said that there were always expectations that there were going to be changes for those people because those plans that they were on had to meet new requirements and new regulations created by the new healthcare law. Now, Carney also pointed out that a number of folks are eligible to be grandfathered in, meaning if they were enrolled in plans before 2010, and if those plans didn't noticeably change that much between then and now, then they're grandfathered in, meaning they can keep their plan as is. Unfortunately, what a lot of investigative reporting has found is that a lot of those plans have changed. Either co-insurance prices have gone up, co-pays have gone up, monthly premiums have gone up, and therefore they don't meet the requirements mandated by the law. So it's sort of a he said, she said. The bottom line is a lot of people are finding out through the mail or email or whatever that they're either losing their coverage or being automatically rolled into newer plans that may cost them more money. And the administration is saying, while that's true, it's only true for a small percentage of the country, and those people are now eligible for the federal or state insurance exchange where they could receive subsidies.
Mm. Also related to the Obamacare website, healthcare.gov, how under fire is Kathleen Sebelius or not at all from the Obama administration?
Well, privately, I don't know exactly how the president feels about her. Publicly, we know that the president still has her back. But in private, it could be a different story. He could be extremely fed up with her. But the White House has demonstrated no public intentions of, you know, removing her from her seat, from her position, I should say. Now, she will be on the hot seat, so to speak, tomorrow morning. She's going to be testifying before the House Energy and Commerce Committee. That should be a hearing full of fireworks, and I'm sure Republicans are going to give her a mouthful in terms of their feelings about the health care law in general and the website, which has had numerous problems. It's been plagued with flaws since it was launched on October 1st.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, the other story, of course, is, you know, is this whole NSA thing and the president unaware as they were spying on leaders and Angela Merkel freaking out and François Hollande of France, obviously the French president, he's upset too as well. And there's all this conversation about what they're going to do because they're not part of the, you know, if you traditionally you look at the thing called the Five Eyes where we don't spy on each other. And the Five Eyes, as you know, is U.S., U.K., Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. And now Germany's saying, well, wait a second, that's not right for us. And France is saying the same thing. This NSA thing is not going away, is it?
Not at all. And it's largely in part to Edward Snowden, who continues to leak documents. There was a hearing this afternoon, a rare open hearing held by the House Intelligence Committee. They usually conduct their business in private, but they heard from James Clapper, who's the Director of National Intelligence, and General Keith Alexander, who's the head of the NSA. And both men essentially called Snowden a traitor. They both made that very clear. But they also said that that the reports that the U.S. has swept up all these phone records belonging to folks in, you know, Italy and Spain and France, they said that those reports are untrue, that really what happened is those records were collected by foreign governments and then sort of passed to the NSA. So a lot of people will say, well, that's just semantics because the NSA at some point got that information. But what the officials are saying is that they didn't go out and deliberately seek millions of phone records or electronic records belonging to ordinary folks in those countries. With regard to the allegations that the U.S. has been spying on friendly allied leaders like Angela Merkel, the White House will not dispute or confirm that report. Jay Carney today, the president's spokesman, said that he does not comment on, you know, NSA programs, specific NSA programs. The White House has said in recent days, Kate, that they do not or and will not monitor Angela Merkel's phone or other world leaders. But of course, if you look at the language, they're not necessarily saying that they have not in the past. And I think that it's more than likely that they have.
Yeah. All right, with all of this stuff going on, of course, there's not necessarily, is there a lot of conversation about what about the debt limit and that's, you know, they're coming up on a deadline, not until February, I guess, but budgetary concerns, supposedly they were forming all these groups, the conferences.
Yes, the conference
you want to call
committee.
Them that. Yeah. And yes. Is there anything moving forward on that?
A couple things to look out for tomorrow. First off, the budget conferees. We'll be meeting tomorrow morning. Remember, as part of the deal to reopen the government, the bill stated that the House and Senate both have to appoint negotiators to work out the differences in their budgets. Both the House and Senate passed budget resolutions earlier in the year, and the fact is they just couldn't come together to merge the two bills, and that's why we had the government shutdown. So they'll be meeting for the first time tomorrow morning. That is an open hearing, an open meeting. And then on the farm bill, that's another piece of legislation that Congress wants to pass, but Democrats and Republicans disagree about how to do it. They'll actually be holding their first meeting of their conference committee tomorrow afternoon. So it looks like some progress being made, but we'll see. I mean, it's a first step. With the farm bill, that's interesting because, of course, the Senate passed a bill and the Republicans came back and essentially stripped out the SNAP funding, which is the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program funding. They stripped out billions of dollars meant for that program, and that really upset Democrats. So they've got a tall order in merging those two bills because they're very different, but that's going to be their task.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay, so that's something, as you said, to look out for tomorrow. We'll see what comes by the end of the week. Jeff Holtzman, Talk Radio News, thanks so much.
All right, thanks, Kate.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org. That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
And the band plays on. Seriously, healthcare.gov, the problems just continue to pile up. Like I said, if you went on now, you wouldn't even be able to get on. But this is because they're saying we have to have maintenance, Verizon's doing that and whatnot. But I think the biggest problem now, at least in the next couple of days, is going to be this relationship with the senior VP. You heard Jeff say crony capitalism, but he's right. It's on both sides of the aisle. But specifically, let's put the blame where the blame is now, and this is on the Obamas. There's no question about it. This is CGI Federal. This is the lead contractor. They're developing this site, and they've got 3 decades in with Michelle Obama and, you know, then Barack Obama once they were married. So Tony Towns Whitley, who's the senior VP, it was as you heard us talking about, it was a Princeton classmate and also a political donor. So you can't say there's no favoritism when it comes to cherry picking who's working on whatever it is, connected to the White House, connected to other people in politics. And I mean, there's no doubt about it. I talked to somebody that I know that went to Princeton around the same time. So this isn't false information. This is heavily being reported, and it's absolutely accurate. Absolutely accurate. You know, they're both very much in touch personally, and now obviously professionally there's something going on there too. And she gave Towns Whitley actually gave $500 in 2011 and 2012 to Obama's reelection campaign, and another $1,000 to the Obama Victory Fund. Also, the president her boss, the president for the U.S. and Canada for CGI Federal, George Schindler, also became a donor for the Obama campaign after his company, and this is the crazy thing, after his company won the Obamacare contract. So, I mean, this is the deal, you know. It's easy to track these donations when you go and dig and dig and dig. And, of course, now that's what's happening. People are, reporters and others are digging this information up. You can dig it up yourself if you, you know, you just need a computer and you work hard enough and some of this starts to pop up. So CGI Federal has paid $49,000 for a short-term deal and they get $4.3 million through 2016. $4.3 million. I guess George Schindler knew there was a good reason why he had to donate to the Obama fund. So, and the deal of this is, the interesting part of this is, if it had been smooth, there weren't glitches, there weren't massive problems with the website, I don't know, would this really have been something that came out? I would tell you, probably not. But because, clearly, there was some favoritism here, and crony capitalism, as Jeff said, is the best word to use, this is what you get. You get a website that's done incorrectly. A website, a group who did a website terribly in Canada, they were very unhappy. So then we hire them for healthcare.gov, and that's what happened. Hey, look, you know, recommend this person, and then look how it blows up in the HHS's face. Because that's what it is. And in between all of this, in between everything that's happened with the mess-ups with the website, with people having their insurance canceled and not realizing it was going to be canceled and trusting in what was said and not realizing what it meant and all that other sort of stuff, in the meantime, the Department of Health and Human Services has also canceled a contract to a group that planned to promote Obamacare benefits to recently paroled prisoners. And you know what happened here? Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions wrote a letter to the HHS and started to question how this contract was funded. He found it out, and you know, when they were in a session, and he started to question it. And what happened, it was a no-bid contract to Treatment Alternatives for Safe Communities, that's the group, in July. And this was in order to increase insurance enrollment for individuals, they say, involved in the criminal justice system. But then, once all that came out after the Sessions letter, whoops. Because remember, Sessions is one of the ranking members of the Senate Budget Committee. So he questioned the advocacy group why they were awarded this special, you know, contract to promote the health care law to convicts when the government's already spent how much money, $200 million or more than $200 million, on the, what they call the Navigators Program, which is supposed to help everybody understand the law and what the benefits are and to get you to sign up. $200 million for that. And there was the confusion over the funds. And again, no bid basis, no other groups were able to offer anything up for less money. So quietly, this went away. They canceled it. And actually, Sessions didn't make a big deal of it. It got canceled, and he said it was an unjustifiable contract, and it shouldn't have been awarded, and that was it. But he didn't call attention to it. Of course, this is now all trickled out because of some of the things that have recently happened with healthcare.gov. So, I mean, it just gets crazier and crazier. And, you know, I'll say this again. Leave your Democrat-Republican sticker at home. Forget that. Forget the politics of it. This is just pure stupidity. You know, who's in charge? Just the wrong people are obviously in charge. And I think the biggest blunder for Obama is not watching who's in charge. Easy to point to, yeah, gosh, some Republicans have certainly done this, so we think this will just boom, we just do it, put it in play, and that's it. We put the cards out there, not expecting that it would be a big deal, thinking that healthcare.gov, the rollout, at least as far as the website was concerned, wouldn't have had the problems that it's had. So that's what draws attention to it. And then it's easy to look into further through the background and find out, for example, the people who were awarded the contract, more about CGI and the connections, more about this prison deal and the advocacy group there, and how there were no other bids, and what could have happened if Jeff Sessions hadn't actually flagged it. So every day there's another twist. Hey, coming up on America Tonight in just a couple of minutes, we're going to talk to my pal Andrew Sabo with Peel Back the Onion, talking about this very thing, the connection to Michelle Obama's classmate, the health care plan, people who have lost out on health care, which is a very, very big deal because they just weren't expecting that. Nobody expected that their plan was going to get canceled and they weren't going to get the same kind of health care back, that they were going to have to pay two and three times the premium. And these aren't made up numbers. It's the truth. There are people that are getting socked with this without a doubt. And then coming up at the tail end of the show, some odds and ends. The Jersey Shore still trying to recover from Sandy. Boy, that may have been one of the worst storms of all time. While some areas have been cleaned up, people are still, over a year later, waiting for money, waiting to get some money back. And how about the S&P 500? Man, the market is just soaring. It was 2 weeks ago when we were talking about if the government completely stayed shut down, how the market would tank. And now the market has done anything but tank and soared in a much different direction. So why is that? If you have a 401k or even a few coins in the market, you'll want to hear my reason why that's happening. And like I said, that's coming up at the tail end of the show. But next, we're talking Peel Back the Onion with Andrew Sabo. Some more information on what's going on with healthcare.gov. Stay with us.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We've been talking about it, obviously, the last couple shows here on America Tonight, and even well before that, all my trips to Washington and talking about what the Affordable Health Care Act was going to look like. And now we see the rollout that started on October 1st. More problems. There was problems over the weekend. And then this bombshell today, Toni Townes-Whitley was a college classmate of Michelle Obama's. She's a senior executive at CGI Federal, which, of course, is the website for healthcare.gov, the contractors, the group that has failed miserably in implementing this, and it's been now over $300 million that's been spent and counting. The White House logs show that she's been to the White House visiting several times for personal and professional reasons. Each and every week we talk to my pal Andrew Szabo. Peel Back the Onion is the name of the segment. He's a marketing chef. He's a professional speaker and a positioning, branding, and messaging strategist. Boy, talk about bad strategy. So on the surface, this certainly does not look good for the White House and for the First Lady, does it, Andrew?
No, and obviously this is just literally breaking news. And but the fact that this, the lead con, and it should be said the CGI, there's a number of contractors, the CGI Federal is the lead contractor. And they were tasked with developing the site as well as overseeing and working with the other contractors. They have a three-decade link to the Obamas. As you mentioned, Toni Townes-Whitley, who's the senior vice president there, Princeton University classmate, so, and a political donor, not just friends, but there's money. So this is, I think more, this is, and this is just the beginning of the story. They have, they've got a deep relationship. This is not just a casual acquaintance. They went to the school, graduated in 1985, but according to, both members of the Association of Black Princeton Alumni, and according to Federal Election Commission records, she gave, money both in 2011, 2012 to his reelection campaign and also to the Obama Victory Fund. So, and then her boss, George Schindler, the president, became an Obama 2012 campaign donor after his company won the Obamacare contract. So, I mean, that's the one thing. But I haven't gone too deeply, but I've still peeled back the onion a little bit on this. But the amount of the donations are the CGI has given out, because they've given out other donations, they've been pretty even-handed. So there's even been Republicans, Frank Wolf of Virginia, Kay Granger of Texas here. They were among those who also received donations during the 2012 election cycle. So this may be sort of, it looks really bad, but the point is you can't even have the appearance of crossing the line. And this is, you know, you get one too many of these things and they all start adding up. And part of the problem here, I think, is moving on to sort of the next issue is the fact that there is no accountability. You know, we have an administration that has promised transparency. Well, we haven't got transparency, but transparency without accountability is useless. Don't you think, Kate?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I say that every night. You've hit it dead on. You and I, since we've started doing Peel Back the Onion, we've talked about this. How the strategy is lousy. You have to have accountability. And this administration, it doesn't matter if you're listening to us and you're a Democrat or a Republican, forget the politics. Politics aside, they said they were going to be transparent, and they've been anything but transparent. And the impropriety, or the way it looks in this one, is really, really bad. Because this is, you're saying to people, you have to have Obamacare. In other words, you have to have insurance, or you're going to be taxed by the IRS. So when you're forcing Americans to do that, boy, it really better be on the up and up and as smooth as possible. So you start with the glitches with the website, then we hear everything's fine and we've hired more people and we're spending more money. Then over the weekend it crashes again on Sunday when people are signing up. Then this story comes out about Michelle Obama's connection and the company itself, as you said, the lead contractor, CGI. And then also, Andrew, in the middle of this, what people are upset about is some people who had purchased individual insurance for however many years are having their policies canceled.
Right.
And that was one of the things that the president was really adamant about. In fact, we're going to play this on during the show a little bit more. But he said back in 2009, 2010, then when it actually went into effect, hey, you're not going to lose your insurance, period, end of story. Don't worry about that. And now 80% of the people who bought policies individually are finding that they're canceled and they have to get a different kind of insurance, and it's costing them in some cases triple in premiums, but at least double. And they cannot say they didn't know it because it's part of the law. If you read the whole law, it's in there. So there's also that whole thing about how could they say the president didn't know. Well, who's lying here? And it doesn't look good.
Yeah. My understanding is that the White House knew perfectly well that many of the claims they were making were false. There is, I don't think it's been aired yet, but there is an NBC, this is interesting coming from them, but an NBC News investigation revealed that Obama officials were already forecasting 7 million people would lose their insurance under the president's plan, even as Obama was reassuring voters nervous about their coverage under this law. Of course, this was reported, I think, by Fox News a little bit earlier, but the fact that NBC has now picked up on it makes it very interesting. So the White House knew that those claims were false as they were electioneering. And this doesn't look good for the administration. It's one more thing. And at some point, and I think we talked about this a few months ago, I thought we were at the tipping point. But the media, yes, obviously there is bias in the media. But one thing the media does not like is to be made fools of. And it's becoming more and more apparent that they were made fools of during Benghazi. They were, and of course, one of the biggest things that they were supporting Obama on was Obamacare, and now it's being revealed that they've been made fools of again. So now you're starting to see one of the mainstream media, NBC, come up with an investigative report showing that the White House knew back at the time when they were literally, the storyline from the White House during the election campaign was no, Americans were not going to lose their insurance, and that they knew that literally 7 million people were going to lose it. And the numbers could be higher than that, but that was the report at the time.
Yeah, at least 7 million. All right, one other thing, and this has nothing to do with healthcare, but it's interesting. The Chancellor of Germany, Angela Merkel, as you know now, it's come out that she's been spied on since, 2002. Even she was being monitored before she was even elected by the NSA. They were tapping into her cell phone and whatnot. She grew up in East Germany. She's upset, obviously. She's not the only one. France and other world leaders are trying to stop this. But here we go again. The president saying unaware that we spied on leaders, didn't know that. And so it comes back to the question again. All presidents are briefed, and this NSA thing has blown up a long time ago now. Now it's been months and months of this. So if I'm the president, I need to know everything about these programs, and it's easy enough to brief me. What is going on there at 1600 Pennsylvania? Is it kind of I said the other night, is it a hear no evil, see no evil, I'm just not going to be aware of the facts? I don't understand.
Well, it's sort of interesting, actually. I've got a little bit of a different take on it, in that everybody knows, the reality is, everybody knows that everybody spies on each other. And I was reading something earlier on about and Israel is looking at this with sort of bewilderment. So come on, guys, we all know that everybody spies on each other. We know, even though the U.S. is an ally of ours, but we know that they're spying on us, and we're spying on them, and everybody's spying on each other. The thing is not to get caught and not to have it come out into the public, because even though the leaders know all this is going on, the people don't know. And when it's revealed, then it sort of adds to this, oh my goodness, is nothing sacred. And so therefore the leaders have to behave like this and behave like they're surprised. I think Merkel knew quite well that the U.S., well, perhaps not to the extent, but to a large degree, that every country spies, even you can spy on your allies. You've got to keep your friends close, your enemies close. You've got to know what's going on. And it's kind of interesting if you look at some of the reports coming out of Israel that are kind of looking at, all sides of what's going on in Europe and in America, and saying, come on, guys, let's get serious here. But again, I think the big issue here, comes back to Snowden. He opened up this can of worms, so everybody has to all kind of pretend to be horrified with what's going on. And I don't believe for one minute Obama doesn't know this. He's the commander in chief. And again, it comes back to, take some responsibility here. This stuff goes on, but it was going on even before Obama. It was going all the way back to, the extent of it was going on even back into 2002. Whether you agree with it or not, the point is that this is the world we live in. And I know some of your listeners may not agree with this. I'm a little surprised by the outcry sometimes. Well, what goes on, and we have a right to privacy. Yeah, but I'd rather have my country be protected against terrorism. Ultimately, and so that's all about intelligence. It's an intelligence game, and the only people who have something to fear is those people who have something to hide. I don't care if the NSA is spying on me. What are they going to find? No, I got nothing to hide. So at the end of the day, you got something to hide. You got to worry.
Yep. All right, we're out of time. Andrew Saba, thanks so much. Peel back the onion. We'll do it again soon. Thanks.
Thanks, as always, Kate.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no no food? What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Crossing the stage, I know you can feel the excitement. Shake it up, turn it on, shake it up. Yeah, 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 yeah. Your daddy don't know what your mama's gonna do tonight.
The last couple of turns on this hour of America Tonight. Something we talked about briefly at the beginning of the show and topping odds and ends, we're mixing it all in. The president now has ordered the NSA to temper what they're doing. In other words, curb spying on UN headquarters. So that's the latest thing. Forget the eavesdropping on the United Nations in New York as part of this whole review of what our electronic surveillance is actually doing. This is the last move, or the latest that we know of anyway, to limit the collection of all kinds of information because of all these protests by our allies, including Merkel, who we talked about a couple of times here already in this hour, and how furious, you know, she was. And, you know, as Andrew said, everybody knows that the spying goes on, but here's where I disagree. I think to the full extent that was going on, no way was that known, and you're not supposed to do that. You know, it's like showing your wares before anyone buys them. In other words, this is something that shouldn't have happened, but Snowden is carrying around all of that juicy information at his fingertips, and because of the thumb drive info he has that is massive, he's leaking it out little by little. It's like we're being tortured. He's just taking a chunk here and a chunk there. And depending on how you look at it, Now, one thing I do agree with Andrew on, I think there has to be some surveillance, absolutely. And you have to decide, how much freedom do you want? How much information do we want out there? Like, do we just, in other words, hey, we live in a free society. Everybody has access to everything. We're not keeping any secrets. We're not doing that. And that would just be stupid. Because if you don't have some information to protect the people in this country, it could be very dangerous for us. But that's the problem. It's such a gray area. It would be easy to say that. Some say the Patriot Act now is overreaching because you can just throw that out there for anything. They could throw it on any of us. It's the Patriot Act. That's why we've got all this information. So there's a murky area there, absolutely. So you have the NSA contractor, Ed Snowden, who has been nothing but a thorn in the side of General Alexander, who's the head of the NSA, and, of course, the president and anybody at all who deals in classified information in this country, because then it brings up all kinds of other things, obviously. You know, historically, the United Nations and the New York-based diplomatic missions, we'll say, of the member states that are involved have been targets for spying by the United States. And allies, adversaries, all of that in between. So that is, again, that is nothing new. There have been lots of operations to identify spies posing as UN diplomats, because guess what? That happens. Do you know where the most spies are in the entire world? In Washington, D.C. Russian spies, German spies, you name it. They assimilate, get jobs in our government, and boom, they're in like that. So the White House keeps claiming they're doing this broad review of the intelligence collection programs and where it's appropriate. And they decided where it was appropriate was the UN. So now the UN, it will be much more open as far as what's not being, who's not being spied on and who is being spied on, I guess. Let's put it that way. Wow, crazy. All right, this is this story has been now popping up all over the place. You might have already heard this story, but I gotta say, man, my heart goes out to this family. But I love this story, at least in the sense that there was something left behind. So let me fill in the blanks for you. There was this man missing in from Kansas for a bunch of different days, and they couldn't find him. They were worried, and eventually they find that he was in a wreck. In his van, and he was in a ravine, stuck in a ravine in Utah. So he started writing, because he couldn't get out, whatever, he started writing goodbye letters to his family. And he was found October 18th by a hitchhiker who saw this crash, saw the van turned over in a really deserted area of eastern Utah. And what they think happened is that he fell asleep at the wheel on Interstate 70, because that's where he was, in the beginning of September. He disappeared from Manhattan, Kansas, sped off the road, went flying into the air, hit the side of the ravine, and then that all rested on the passenger side. So he was injured. He couldn't get out of the van, and they haven't even determined the cause of his death yet. If he had been able to get out, you know those stories where somebody crawls to safety? The nearest place he could have gone was like 50 miles away. So they think he survived for days, maybe even, oh, so sad, maybe even weeks. He kept a journal. So he had a journal. He had access to this paper, and he wrote notes to his wife, and he had four sons. And because you couldn't see his van from the highway, they say probably thousands of cars sped by, and they had no idea because it was down a 50-foot ravine. He knew there was no way out. He was dying. So for the family, at least the tragedy of not knowing what happened was over. I mean, there was that closure, if you will. But the fact that he had the time, I mean, the time because he was trapped to write these letters, just 54, David Welsh was his name, to write these notes to his family, I mean, I think is unbelievably precious in that sense, that at least they have that, as they were so just heartbroken. This is a freak accident, just one of those things where he went over the side and, you know, that was it, but he didn't die instantly. They don't even know, like I said, how long he survived, but he survived enough that he, long enough that he was able to write a whole bunch of notes to the family. And, you know, his, including his sons, obviously, and, you know, whatnot. So, bravo for that. It leaves them something to hang on to in a very, very, very sad, sad way. All right, Sandy. Sandy has really destroyed the lives of so many on the Jersey Shore, and some are rebuilding. But the problem with the rebuilding is a lot of people can't afford to rebuild because it simply costs it too much to insure now and lift up some of those houses. So now along many of the shorelines, it'll be the wealthy people that will be able to buy some of those homes and remodel them and whatnot. It's not everywhere on the Jersey Shore, but a lot of the key places that were hit. And now we're starting to see, and still thousands of people haven't gotten the money that they are owed. And this has been over a year, so you can just imagine the frustration there, because for some people, it was their only house. A lot of people, it might have been a second house or a house that was in the family for a very, very long time. And a place that I've gone to and I would recommend to anybody, if you go to New York, not just, you know, Lady Liberty, but Ellis Island is something to see, let me tell you. And, you know, you got to think of the millions of immigrants that came into New York Harbor and went on to Ellis Island. Well, the Ellis Island Museum and the halls and the building and all that stuff has been closed for a year when it got hit by the storm, because electrical systems went out, boilers were screwed up, and the whole island was without power for months. And they still need to do some work, but they opened the island. And a lot of people go there because they're the amazing artifacts that they have and just the whole feeling you get when you go to Ellis Island. So they still need to do more, but Ellis Island is open for business again. Woohoo! And that certainly is a good thing, a good note to end on this hour anyway of America Tonight.
Hey, we got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rubes all at the same time!
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.